taxes. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges, mental health struggles, housing obstacles, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At our foundation, we invest in solutions, so learn more about our work at bobwoodrufffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lug Nuts Baseball.
The Lansing Lugnuts have won four consecutive games, and they've done it in their final at-bat each and every time. So going for a fifth, it's a Grand Slam school day bright and early in Michigan State Capitol. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The Lake County Captains stand in the way, game two of a six-game homestand. But Adam, before we look forward to today's game, let's look back, because yesterday we went back and forth in the opener.
Yesterday was a lot of fun, Jesse. It was coming in hot to start today. But you know what? So is everybody. It's an earlier start because it was a later finish last night that took just over 3 hours, and it took all complete nine innings for Cameron Masterman to end the game on Home Run Hill with a three-run shot, second walk-off of the year. Jesse, don't look now, but the Lugnuts have strung together their longest winning streak of the year, four straight wins.
I looked. I'm sorry.
You peeked?
I looked.
Come on.
That brings us into today's game. We've got some piggybackers today. And let's look first at the Lake County tandem. Juan Zapata is going to make the start, his second start of the year. And then we expect Steve Hadger to come in relief. It's a righty-lefty combo. What do you make of it?
Well, the first is Zapata. Jesse, you mentioned it. He's been more in the relieving role, really, since 2023. He started in the org, though, as a starter. So this will be his fourth appearance against the Nuts. It's his first start against them. They roughed him up the first two times. His last time out of the pen, though, he was pretty solid. But his ERA coming in sits over 8.
Now on the other side for Lansing, it's Grant Judkins who's going to get the ball, followed by Jake Garland. The last time that we saw Judkins making the start, 5 innings, 2 runs, 5 strikeouts against South Bend. Last time out against Great Lakes in relief, and the Loons roughed him up a little bit.
Jesse, we've talked about this with a couple of the piggyback tandem members. Some of them are much better either as a starter or as a reliever. In this case, Judkins, he is much better as a starter. His ERA is 0.7 as a starter, where it's up over 9. As a reliever. So, for whatever reason, he enjoys getting the ball to start the game and trying to get the Nuts off to a good start. He's going to try that to do that today just a little bit earlier than expected.
I think we can say that Jake Garland has been pretty much equally effective starter and relieving.
He has. He hadn't given up any earned runs before his last outing, where he gave up his first home run to Great Lakes, and that was a 5-3 loss in Game 3 of that series last week. So, I imagine he's going to be motivated to try and come back strong today. And, of course, you get to play in front of an energized, youthful crowd here at Jackson Field.
And the Lansing Lugnuts, just as you say that, they take the field in their home white uniforms. The red crowns to the cap, the black bills. Derek Salom vaulting over the the foul line, just like Danny Bautista Jr. next to him. And the two of them flank the starting pitcher, Grant Judkins, behind the mound. The Lake County Captains are wearing their light blue uniforms here today. The numbers are on the back in navy, outlined in yellow. They're up the third base side, headed up by their manager, Omir Santos. With that, let's go down to the field.
Thank you.
All right, good morning from Fulton Middle and High School Band down there performing your national anthem. We are ready for some early baseball on Hump Day, May 15, 2024. The Lansing Lugnuts with an opportunity to jump over the 500 mark for the first time since opening day when they started the season 1-0. Your Nuts come in 17-17, riding a four-game winning streak thanks to the walk-off winner last night from Cameron Masterman. Well, the Lake County Captains 20-14, tied for first place with the Great Lakes Loons. Lansing has won five of the first seven meetings against the Captains here in 2024. It's just above 60 degrees, all blue skies above, and we have got some early morning, early afternoon baseball. The Lansing Lugnuts in the home whites, and the Lake County Captains in the baby blue tops and the gray pants. With the call of the game, a kid at one time, but a veteran now, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Kid at heart, always Adam Jackson. Lake County's starting lineup, the right fielder Guy Lipscomb leads off with second baseman Alex Mooney batting second. Batting third, the first baseman C.J. Kafis. Cooper Engel, the catcher, cleans up. Shortstop Jose Devers bats fifth. Batting sixth, D.H. Mike Collado. Jonah Advincula is in center field batting seventh. Batting eighth, the left fielder Angel Zarate. Batting ninth, third baseman Tyrese Turner. Play ball has been declared. Here's your Lansing defense now. In the outfield, Johnny Butler's in left, Henry Bolte's in right, and between them, Brian Wilbos mans center. Around the infield, Danny Batista Jr. is at first base. The second baseman is Jose Escorche. The shortstop, Aribiel Anales, and a third, Derek Salome. The catcher, Carlos Amaya. Now, Adam, your keys for the starter, Grant Judkins.
Well, I think it's the top of the order, Jesse. Lipscomb, Mooney, Kafis. Those three are mighty dangerous. Got to try and find a way to calm them down. No Nate Furman in the lineup, though, today.
11:05 a.m. We are ready on the dot. The right-hander Judkins deals. Guy Lipscomb swings, fouls it off. We're underway with strike one.
Who's my spotlight hitter, Jesse? It's this man, Guy Lipscomb.
Why?
Because his OBP and his batting average in May, off the charts, best in the league.
The 0-1 pitch misses outside. The home plate umpire today determining is Alex Shears. The bases umpire, Ian Durkin. Do you have those numbers for Guy Lipscomb's May?
Yes, I do. 540 OBP, 439 average.
And Lipscomb swings and lines it up the middle. It's a base hit, and the numbers are going up. Brian Wilbos Fields gets it in. Leadoff single, Lipscomb.
Three pitches into the game, he's now reached in all 12 games in May.
You don't say. You did say. Guy Lipscomb overall for the year now. How about 27 for 75? He's hitting a cool 360. Alex Mooney, you're hitting only 327. What's going on?
He's not that guy.
No score, righty-righty. Nobody out on the pitch. Mooney takes called strike outside corner from Judkins. We understand how lethal Mooney's bat can be. Yesterday in the opener, one hit. It was a double. It was his 11th. He has six home runs. The pitch is on its way. Lipscomb runs up and in. Throw down to second base by Amaya is late and to center field. Lipscomb's not going to advance any further. Wilbos on hand. Guy Lipscomb swipes his ninth bag of the year. And just like that, in a scoring position. Yesterday was Lake County scoring run in the top of the first inning. It was Lipscomb who singled in Nate Furman. You mentioned the Paladin gets the day off. That's how Guy Lipscomb says, I'll take it. One ball, one strike on Mooney. The pitch, low and away. Ball two. So immediate trouble for Grant Judkins, the Iowa Hawkeye. Meanwhile, the Duke Blue Devil, Mooney, with the upright stance. The pitch, fly ball off the end of the bat, weakly into left, and there's Johnny Butler for the catch. Back to second, Lipscomb. One gone. Just did not catch it flush on the barrel. Here comes C.J. Kafis.
Seems like the wind's still trying to figure out which direction it wants to blow. Right now it's coming in a little slow, but it's also swirling at times to start this game.
You know what I hate? An indecisive wind. Get it together. Left-handed batter. Lipscomb at second. Dancing. One gone. The pitch. Outside ball one. Kafis in the opener yesterday. Oh, nothing. Just an RBI single and a couple of walks in 5 plate appearances. I mean, he's been exceptional. Hitting .333, OBP .432. Great power. The righty offers. Tried to backdoor it, missed down and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Grant Judkins, late batting .203 against him coming in. We have seen his breaking stuff can be mighty effective. 2 looks back at Lipscomb, then the pitch. Fly ball, right field. Routine for Henry Bolte coming forward with a catch. And Lipscomb is stuck at second. 2 outs.
Well, he's doing a good job getting behind batters and getting out of it. He was down 2-1 to Mooney, gets weak pop to left. Down 2-0 to Kafis, weak pop to right.
You'd figure you don't want to live that way, right? These are good hitters. Here comes Cooper Engle, batting .292 through 17 games.
Yeah, second and third time through the order, probably not a good idea to do that.
First time through the order. Two outs, Lipscomb at second, no score. The pitch to Engle. Foul away, left side, strike one. Look at us solving pitching. When is the best time to throw ball one? Not there to Engle. Strike one to Engle, hitting .292 with 7 doubles and a home run. Here's the pitch. A chopper grabbed by Judkins. Knocks it down. Juggles a couple of times. The throw to first in time. Side retired. A leadoff single and immediate steal, but Lipscomb is stranded at second. And we're going to the bottom of the first inning. Lake County nothing. Lansing coming up against Juan Zapata.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A Grand Slam school day, dog days of summer. Going to the bottom of the first inning, Lake County blanked. Lansing coming up against Juan Zapata, and here is your Lugnut starting lineup. Leading off in left field, Johnny Butler. Batting second, the right fielder, Henry Bolte. Eribiel Anales, the shortstop, bats third. To clean up hitters, the center fielder, Brian Guillebas. Heading fifth in the order, DH Cameron Masterman. He won yesterday's game. Then the first baseman, Danny Batista Jr., hits sixth. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Derek Salom. Catcher Carlos Amaya hits eighth. And rounding off the order, batting ninth, Jose Escorche. Butler, Bolte, Anales. Guillebas, Masterman, Batista Jr. Salom, Amaya, and Escorche against the right-hander, Juan Zapata. Adam, you know what I'm going to ask you, but not yet. Zapata deals. Johnny Butler skies the first pitch he sees, back and out of play. Strike one. Now, Adam, you can answer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Henry Bolte today as my spotlight hitter, Jesse.
And why?
I mean, why not? Henry Bolte has been a bolt of lightning. 2 home runs this year against the Captains.
Strike one pitch, missed outside. I like that. What if you just said, why not?
Oh. Why not, Jesse?
I like it. I like it.
Had 2 home runs in the last few games.
A couple more walks yesterday. Bolte on deck, Butler waiting. 1-1 pitch, Zapata. Broken in there, a called strike two.
Here's another reason. He's batting second. He's going to get more batting opportunities than some of the other guys.
You're not wrong.
All valid reasons for you.
Only Johnny Butler is going to get more chances. No score. The pitch coming. Butler takes it high. Now the count is 2-2. Your Lake County defense now. In the outfield, Zarate in left, Advincula in center. And in right field, Lipscomb. At first, Kafis. At second, Mooney. Devers at short, Turner at third. Engel the catcher. Zapata's pitch. Ground ball foul, right side. Bounced off the Camerwell and in front of the Lansing dugout. And it's cleared out of there by Luis Carrasco. Johnny Barrels, hitting .230 this year in 31 games. A couple of home runs, one of them a walk-off against Dayton. A break even. That's high, and the count is full. And this is why he is sitting in that leadoff spot. He can be a tough guy, a frustrating guy to pitch against. 16 walks, 23 strikeouts this year. Payoff pitch to the former member of the NC State Wolfpack. Hitting the air out to left field, Zarate backs up with plenty of room. He waits. He makes the catch. One gone.
It's one of those days where you appreciate the kids in the crowd because anything hit anywhere draws screeching, screaming excitement.
Oh, the ball leaves the bat. Just the potential. Here's Adam's spotlight hitter. It's Henry Bolte. Batting .248 through 32 games. Righty, righty, no score. On the pitch. Ball one, down and away. Bolte with his two walks yesterday, now 21 walks in 32 games. And you know I love giving this stat. He only had two walks in his first 12 games of the year. May has drawn 13 base on balls in 12 games. Bolte takes, going away. Count is two balls and no strikes.
It truly is a good stat. Shows you the progression that he's made from 1 month to the next in his debut season at the high A level.
Center fielder Advincula, a couple of steps to right center. The pitch. Bolte takes ball three. Low. I mean, Adam, you and I have seen players who draw a lot of walks in April because they're too cold to swing the bat. But Bolte, as he's gotten warmer, has gotten more disciplined. 3-0. That's right in there. A called strike at 93 from Zapata. It's now that he's showing that great discipline that he demonstrated so well all last year in Stockton. 3-1 pitch from Zapata. One out, nobody on. Down and in, ball four. 14 walks in 13 games in May. Kicked up the third base side, but no hurry discarding the equipment. Henry Bolte back on the bases. Eribiel Anales yesterday was 3-for-5. That has continued his remarkable hitting success against these captains. First plate appearance here. Runner at first, a threat to go. One out, no score in the first inning. Righty to righty. Inside corner, strike called. 91 from Zapata. Anales with that three-hit game yesterday, now batting .282 through 30 games. The OPS is 5 points shy of 800. Pick off the over, Bolte back in. Here's another guy, right? If you just looked at Anales' first two series of the year, you'd say, oh no, we got trouble. No trouble.
I thought it was cheating taking Anales as my spotlight hitter.
Because of all that success?
Yeah.
Past performance is no guarantee of future results. The pitch, up high. Ball at a strike.
Sounds like a teacher or a coach. You got to bring it every day.
It's a grandson school day, man. Hey, Rubiel Anales, formerly the Padres farmhand, traded to the A's in the Sean Manaea deal. Break even. Sent in the air out to center field. Advincula comes forward, picks up urgency. He's there for the catch, losing his cap. Bolte back to first. The wind is blowing in. And Jonah Advincula stayed right with it the whole way. Two outs. I think that's something for us to keep our eye on. The fly out to left field by Butler did not seem to give Zarate any trouble. There for Jonah Advincula. You know when that hat suddenly flies off. Ryan Grobaugh's the batter. Bolte at first, two outs, no score. Righty to righty. Ball, a called strike by the home plate umpire, Alex Shears. I think that Shears and Durkin are the most deliberate umpiring crew that we've seen so far. A one from Juan Zapata. Bolte runs, pitches outside, throw down by Cooper Engel, off the glove of the second baseman Mooney. Bolte is going for third base. The first baseman Kafis only gets to it now. Steal, error. Bolte 90 feet away from scoring the game's first run.
Well, we've seen how aggressive Lansing has been all season and even through the first two games of this series. Get Henry Bolte on, get him over. Now a base hit could give him the lead.
He got himself over. Ball and a strike on Brian Guelbas. Gets under it. On the right side for the first baseman, Kafis. Crosses the foul line near the coach's box for the catch. And Bolte is stranded at third base. Scoreless frame for both Zapata and Judkins. We're going to the second inning from Jackson Field. Lansing in Lake County. An early one today. Thanks for keeping us company.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Grant Judkins is ready to roll, top of the second inning from Michigan State Capitol. The Lansing right-hander out of Pella, Iowa, 6'3", 215 pounds. Allowed a leadoff single in the top of the first inning, then a steal. But he stranded Guy Lipscomb in scoring position. No score, he deals to Jose Devers, the captain's shortstop. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. How about starting him off with a big breaking ball? In fact, the innings had parallel structure. Lipscomb, the single, the steal, left in scoring position. Henry Bolte, a walk, a steal, left. That's ball one. Right back to the hook for Judkins. For the captains here, it's Devers, Collado, Advíncula, 5, 6, and 7. The wind and the pitch. Fouled away right side. Strike two. How about three straight hooks? Jose Devers hitting 243 through 29 games. Earlier in the year when Lansing saw Lake County, Devers was batting right at the very top of the order. The wind of the pitch. Maybe a little high. Interesting to me, Adam, to see how the lineups evolve as the year goes on. Judkins throws. The big curve called strike three. First strikeout for Judkins. Down goes Devers. Call up Mike Collado.
I was wondering how he was going to play off of it, Jesse, because you're right. The breaking ball looked good through the first couple of pitches, but he changed the pace and then came right back to it. Great first strikeout.
Collado, the switch hitter batting left, takes ball one outside. Judkins has a sweeper for his slider, and then he's got that big curve. Third baseman Salome is in. The pitch. Lace through the right side. Base hit between Escorcia and Batista Jr. Henry Bolte gets it in. And a one-out single for Coyado. Now Jonah Advíncula. Yesterday was Justin Boyd who started in center field, and he doubled his first time up, and he injured himself rushing into second base. And then Nate Furman singled him in, and it seemed like he re-injured himself, or hopefully didn't necessarily aggravate it, but it looked pretty bad going back to the dugout, and they took him out. Advíncula fouls away the first pitch. And so no Boyd today. Advíncula starting in center field. And we'll see if Justin Boyd is able to go tomorrow. Day game after night game, too. That's a day to get all the guys in the lineup who are not in the lineup yesterday. So, for example, Carlos Amaya catching today for Lansing, not Rodriguez. 0-1 from Judkins. Strike called. Fastball at 92 at the letters.
Get Salome and Escorcia in there. Give Colby Halter a rest.
Yes. Colby Halter coming into play today has played in all of the Lugnuts games this year. At 0-2, a ground ball foul right side. They tried to give him a rest earlier in the year, and then he was forced into the starting lineup. There was also a game when Halter was ejected early, so he did get half the game off.
Said, if you're not going to take me out of the lineup, I'll force myself out of the game just for a half of it.
Yes. Conversely, entering play today, no Lake County captain had played more than Jose Devers' 29 games. Lansing has a bunch of guys all at 30 and above. Coyado at first, one out. The pitch, high. No scored. One ball, two strikes on Advíncula, batting 228 through 24 games.
What a day for baseball, huh?
Yeah. Judkins deals. Bounced it in, blocked by Amaya. All right, let's see what we have, Adam. All right, I'm showing 62 degrees, 61 degrees. There's some wind, sun shining down. We've got streaks of cloud out beyond the left field foul pole. But aside from that, it's basically a blue sky above. Just a hint of cloud here and there. 2-2 pitch from Judkins. We'll wait. Pickoff, though. First, Coyado back in. What more would you want with your baseball day?
Nothing. This is great. And we get to start early. Only game in the league going on right now.
About 20 minutes in. One on, one out. 2-2 pitch to Advíncula. Swing and a miss. Judkins strikes out his second. That curve is deadly. And now Angel Sarate, speaking of guys who did not play yesterday in the starting lineup today. Out of Reidsville, North Carolina, the former Tar Heel. 17th rounder 2 years ago, batting left against the righty Judkins. Ball one up and away. Coyado at first base, one for one, and attempting steals, if you were wondering. And I bet you were.
I absolutely was. Now I'm not.
No score. The pitch. Swing and a miss. They aren't even close.
Filthy off-speed stuff. And Judkins just doing what he does when he starts games. He has been pretty much untouchable.
Target away from Amaya. A 1-1. Change up. Strike two call. I mean, Freddie.
Just call this the backwards half inning. Because he is given a lot of Judkins.
I see what you tried to do there. Nah. I'm not sure if I'm on board. The pitch. A ground ball shot past the mound. Backhanded by Escorcia. Flip it to Anales. Force at Coyado. Retire the side. One hit. One left, no runs. One and a half complete. Lansing and Lake County scoreless from Lansing, Michigan.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists. To bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Cameron Masterman leads off the bottom of the second inning for the Lugnuts. Batista Jr., Salome to follow, 5-6-7 against riding Juan Zapata. No score from Lansing, Michigan. Cameron Masterman, the man who walked off yesterday's game. Three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth against Josh Wolf. Lansing won the opener 8-5. First pitch that he sees since the home run. He takes ball one inside. Adam, I believe that you had clocked him at one for his last 16.
Yes, sir.
And then he took the pitch deep. He takes a called strike. Fastball from Zapata, 92. Keeps it at the bottom of the zone.
Kind of misleading because he was getting on base and still is, but he just wasn't getting hits.
Cam Masterman coming into play today, a 14-game on-base streak. Zapata's break-even. Sent in the air. Towering down the right side. Long run, C.J. Cephas. And that ball's out of play, where his school is wearing purple shirts with a high bounce up in the bleachers. One ball and two strikes in Masterman. Nate Miller, our statistician, also offers this stat, that Masterman has not collected a base hit on a Wednesday game this year. It's the only day of the week that Cam Masterman does not have a base hit. So, you know, break out of everything. A ball at two strikes. Zapata readies. Kicks, offers. Up and away. Ball two. The at-bat yesterday, too. He went down. Strike one, strike two, real quick to Josh Wolf. There were two runners on. There was the thought, maybe he should bunt. Showed bunt early. It was pitch nine that he homered. Pitch five here. A chopper beyond Zapata. Difficult hop grabbed by Alex Mooney. Swung over to first. For out number one, that ball took off like a kangaroo, and Alex Mooney stuck that gloved hand up. He stabbed it, and then the rest of it was easier.
Oh boy, he kind of had a reach to the moon to get that one, didn't he? I mean, that's a blind reach while he's running in, still gets it, and then makes a clean throw to first.
Marvelous. Here's Danny Batista Jr. No score, last of the second, one out. Righty to righty. Way outside, ball one.
He seems to be, let's see, a complete player. No, that's not it. A full player.
Has anybody eclipsed him? Here's the 1-0. Danny Batista Jr. takes a called strike. So if you have never met Adam Jackson, the man has never met a pun yet that he won't go, I can do something with this.
Jesse, the eclipse was earlier this year.
Batista Jr. grounds towards shortstop. Grabbed by Devers. Here's the throw to first. And there's two outs. That was far more routine. So now we're going to think about more moon puns for Mooney. Now, if this was a Harry Potter sort of game, that would take you in a completely different direction.
Easy money. Mr. Mooney.
Alex Mooney at second base is up to plenty of good. Derek Salome now, righty-righty. Two outs, nobody on. First pitch. Sent out toward right center field, dropping in a hurry, down for a base hit. Collected off a hop by Advincula. The center fielder spins, plays it in. It's a single for Salome. Two out base runner for the Lansing Lugnuts, with Carlos Amaya coming up in this last of the second inning.
So the Nuts' mischief has not quite been managed yet in this second inning.
Not yet by Zapata. 0-0. Righty-righty, Amaya with the open stance, the knee is slightly flexed. Zapata out of the stretch, lets it fly. Swing and a miss. Down, away, and by him at 92. Amaya sitting 238, limited size. Six games, 5 for 21 with a double. He's knocked in four. The catch out of Punto Fijo, Venezuela. Zapata's pitch, high.
Jesse, you said five hits for Amaya?
I did say five hits for Amaya.
Do you know where he's had all five of those hits?
Was it at home?
Yes. Straight from the nasty Nate Nugget basket.
Jackson Field, base knocks. Amaya swings and misses, strike two. Off speed, down and away. So, playing here at Jackson Field, he has made himself feel at home. Time granted to him. He has had a knack for putting his bat on the ball. Second baseman Mooney is playing up the middle. Advincula in center, shading to right center. 1-2 pitch from Zapata out of Bani, Dominican Republic. First the pickoff. Salome back in. Derek Salome this year, 1-for-1 in steals. However, the rest of Lansing has run. They've run like nuts. And Adam, they've especially run aggressively against Lake County. Four more steals yesterday. So Zapata's gone slide step. Here it is. Fly ball left field. Zarate goes back, reaches up, makes the catch with a hop on the end. It was starting to take off on him. But that'll do it for a scoreless second inning. The two-out single by Salome, stranded. And we're going to the third, 0-0, Lansing and Lake County. Adam Jax is coming back with your call and maybe some more puns.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from Jackson Field, early on this Wednesday morning still as we push towards the afternoon. No score between Lake County and Lansing. Brad Junkins has looked exceptional. He has given up a couple of hits with back-to-back strikeouts in between that base hit from Cuellar in the second. Tyrese Turner coming to the plate to open the third. Swings through that first pitch. Turner making his debut in the series. 382 OBPs, had a couple home runs, knocked in nine. And quickly behind, no balls, two strikes. He makes it two switch hitters in the lineup today, Cuellar the other. We talked about Junkins pitching backwards in the last half inning. Swing and a miss, and the tag is applied. Well, I guess not, just a throw down to first, but a third strikeout for Grant Junkins.
The curveball again.
He's using the curve. He's using the changeup. And he's pitching different to a backwards lineup that has five lefties, two switch hitters, and just two righties. Here's Guy Lipscomb. Breaking ball again for strike one. Lipscomb, the hottest guy in the Midwest League. He's reached all 12 games here in the month of May. And he had a base hit right back up the middle. Average sits up over 440 here in the month of May. And he's been reaching over half the time at nearly a 550 clip. No wonder they moved him up to the top of the order. And there's another one back out to center field. That on an 0-2 count as he times up the breaking ball. He is on some type of run right now. Yesterday had two hits, reached three times. But Nate Furman has been the guy that's been leading off. He had four hits in yesterday's game. And he has really had his way with Lansing this year. Still no score in this one in the third inning. Here's Alex Mooney. Fastball, strike one. Really the top three in this order for Lake County, lethal. 66 total bases, 17 extra base hits for Mooney. Both tied or in first in the Midwest League. Judkins 0-1. This is what Grant Judkins, he's done a good job of doing this ever since that first inning. He got behind a couple of batters, Mooney and Kafis, but since then, he's been getting back out in front. 37 pitches, 26 strikes for the righty Grant Judkins. 0-2. And that just skims off the top of the dugout. Danny Bautista caught it off the carom, and he applied the tag anyway to Lipscomb. And it doesn't quite work that way, but he did beat him getting back to the bag.
It's worth a try.
You never know if you don't apply or try. Throw back to first. Pretty good move by Judkins. Got a great crowd on this Wednesday morning. Second Grand Slam school day of 2024. We're going to have another one in a couple of weeks. Lansing's back home against Peoria. There goes the runner. Check swing. He went around at strike three. Throw down to second. It's to the left of second. And Lipscomb has his steal. Or does he? Looks like batter interference is called on the check swing. So out there is Alex Shears to make the call. And now he's going to talk with Omir Santos. So we've seen this a couple of times. We saw it up in Midland, Jesse. But that looks like it's batter interference. So it's an out anyway, and the runner has to go back to first base in Lipscomb. So on the swing, Mooney fell down, and they're saying that that disrupted Amaya, because if you make contact there, that's where that call gets made. Nothing he can do because he's tumbling down. He can't really control his fall.
I think Lake County got fortunate. And let me tell you why. It's backswing interference. And so because of that, the runner moving up to second base is not called out. That could have been a double play. It's a strikeout of Mooney. If there was any other sort of interference, but because it was on the backswing, you simply send the runner back to first base.
CJ Kafis. That would have been one of the weirdest double plays we've seen here this season.
Alex Mooney falling down on a pitch up and in.
It's like he was on the moon. Throw back to first. Nice pick by Danny Bautista Jr. down on a knee.
Would you believe they put a man on the moon?
Yeah, I think we talked about it yesterday. Weird how that happens. Mooney, if you're wondering, yes, he did play yesterday. A little bit low. Three balls, no strikes. Judkins on the cusp of walking his first batter. We had so many runs yesterday in the first few innings of the game. Six total in the first three innings. None today. There's a strike. Works back in the count with the fastball.
Yesterday felt like the teams were feeling one another out. It took a while for the game to ease in. The pitchers at the start weren't sharp, and then it got very competitive.
Close play at first, but again, Lipscomb back. I mean, Lake County did everything they could have wanted in terms of offensive pressure. 8 of their 9 starters reached base. And they had opportunities to score. Yanks back foul.
Not only that, you take a lead in the top of the 8th inning on a Jake Fox RBI single. You hand the ball to Magnus Ellerts, Josh Wolf waiting behind him. You hope to win that game. It's been a great pitching staff. But Lansing rallied to tie in the bottom of the 8th and then win it in the 9th.
Which is what we've seen from them the last week. Payoff pitch. Popped up. Shallow left. Angeles coming over. And in foul territory, it's Salome. Two-handed grab. And that's going to do it for the 3rd inning. Judkins, great again. Leaves the base hit from Lipscomb stranded. Couple of strikeouts. Bottom 3 is next.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face, and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Third inning coming up here from Michigan State Capitol. We play early. Traffic buzzing. On a workday Wednesday, May 15th, but baseball to be played. Game 2 of this series, we're going to be sticking around till Sunday, so hope you can join us. Back to a 7:05 start tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and we'll wrap it up with the Capital City Market Kids Day on Sunday. Last night, Lansing winning 8-5. No score yet in this game. Jose Escorche's first at bat of the game. Checked the swing, but didn't come around. Escorche batting 245. 333 OBP. Reached twice yesterday in the 9-hole with a base hit and a walk. Up 2 balls, no strikes. That is what made this Lansing team so dynamic. Last week, in all 4 wins, they took the series against the first-place Great Lakes Loons. Great production from the bottom of the order. 2-0. We talked about it last night, Jesse. It was the bottom of the order that won the game in that 9th inning. You get a walk from Danny Bautista Jr. in the 5 spot. Colby Halter gets a base hit in the 6 spot. And then Cameron Masterman, who was 1 for his last 16 in the 7 hole, hits the walk-off winner. Zapata's 2-1. Craig Conklin watches that one soar by. It just seemed like something missing. They opened the series against the Loons on Tuesday. They get shut out. And really, it didn't feel like their offense was putting the type of pressure on South Bend's that they had been through the first month a couple of weeks ago. We've run full 3-2. So, again, something changed. Something clicked last week. And that pressure started to be put on, runs started to come, and they were at the beginning of games, end of games, and they were clutch swings. Bouncer towards short. It's cut off, though, by Turner. And a nice throw on the run. Little sidestep from Kafish for the first down.
That's where the coaches really step forward, change the energy, change the feel. All right, something's wrong, something's down. What can they do to liven up the clubhouse? And they did. They livened things up on the road. And this team began battling.
Four wins, all games that they came from behind and won it. Here's Johnny Butler. In Lansing, every game last week, they won by either a run or in their last at bat in extra innings. They won the series with a ninth inning home run that broke the tie on Sunday. Zapata. That's fouled off.
I go back to Great Lakes. Had one blown save the whole year coming in and blew saves in four games in that series.
And that's the thing. What is it? 11 of the last 13 games the Lugnuts have played have ended with one of the teams getting saves. They're winning a lot of those games. One ball, two strikes to Butler. So things have turned around, and because of that, Lansing has won four straight games. Jumped on it on April. This offense has been the best part of the team. Butler somehow danced out of the way of that. And now here we are on May 15th, and Lansing has an opportunity to climb over the 500 mark for the first time since opening day when they started the year 1-0. Three balls, two strikes.
You want the opposite of that? Lake County, in every single one of their six-game series, the most number of saves in any series is two. They've been playing a lot of games decided by much wider margins.
Payoff pitch. Shot the other way towards the line, and it gets down and hops towards the wall. Zarate tracks it down. Butler eases into second with a double. First extra base hit today for Lansing.
This was something that was concerning me in Great Lakes about Johnny, was he was becoming pole happy, trying to pull off of everything. Well, not here. That pitch is away, so he went right with it. It's a beautiful stroke, and he has such great natural power.
And it ties him now for the team lead with seven doubles. Welbas, Bolte, Halter, Masterman, all in that category, and even five. Speaking of Henry Bolte, Lugnuts trying to get that first run. Lined out to left field, and it's down this one heading to the wall. Butler comes in to score. Bolte speeds to second to replace him. RBI double, Henry Bolte.
Spotlight hitter today.
So far, two for two, getting on base.
I want to go back to the Jose Escorche at bat. Escorche grounds out to third, but you know when he does it? On a 3-2 count. Johnny Butler doubles to left on a 3-2 pitch. So that's two batters who have put Zapata through the ringer, and Henry Bolte ambushed.
And he continues to swing well against Lake County. He's had a couple of home runs against these guys, did that back in East Lake. Yesterday, Bolte reached three times, couple of walks and a double, scored a run, had a stolen base. So far today, walk, stolen base, and now an RBI double.
I think something that impresses me about Bolte is his plate coverage, right? He has his great eye. That pitch is right on the inside black, and he brings the hands in and jolts it.
Jolty Bolte. Here's Aribel Angeles. Whacked out to left center. That's down for a base hit. Bolte stumbles around third, but he still scores. Three straight hits from the top three in the order. 2-0 Nuts. Both Bolte and Angeles attacking the first pitch. And this is more of the success we saw Lansing get against Juan Zapata in his first two relief outings against them. Weren't able to get much in the last one, but in his first start, second time through the order, has been trouble. Ryan Puelbas now. He tried for the first pitch, strike one.
Well, he got a first pitch fastball. Zapata's been trying to pitch backwards. He's been trying to go off speed early. It hasn't mattered. They've been on him. They're seeing the ball well out of his hand.
Yeah. Fastball outside corner, strike two.
I mean, Juan Zapata is coming back to Lake County after a great outing in AAA. And here's his old nemesis, Lansing, to say, we can still hit you.
Oh, 2 pitch. That's up high. That great outing. He didn't give up any runs, but he flirted with it. Walked 3 batters in that frame.
Results, Adam. Results.
That's all that matters.
Who are you looking at the process?
Runner takes off. Throw down to second is in front of the bag. The swipe tag. Did he get him? He missed him on the tag, according to Ian Durkin. And Mooney is irate. It was just going to be a matter of if he got the tag down because it was in front of the base. But that's not the case.
Yeah, this is Omar Santos defending his player. We've seen Alex Mooney taking throws in front of the bag, right? And so he jumps in front of the bag. Acrobatically, he takes it, and then he goes for the swipe. And how difficult is that to see? But the bases umpire Durkin is right on hand.
Very close play. It was up by Angeles' helmet, Jesse. We're seeing it on the MILB feed. His foot gets in the way of his glove, so it's really tough to see if there's any sort of change of direction in the glove to signify that he did get his hand in there. So you can understand from Ian Durkin's stance, if you don't see a change of the hand hitting the glove or the head there, it's going to go safe. 2-2. Fought off, third base side, foul.
It's a great effort by Mooney, though.
It really is, because that ball is out in front. He's got to come up the baseline and in towards the infield grass, and he almost, reaching back behind him, made the play. Aribe Alanjales now 7 swipes against the Captains this year. And again, since the top of the order has come back up for a second time, Zapata hasn't been able to record an out. Double, double, single. Fly back out of play.
Another good game yesterday for Buelbas. Walk, 2 singles, and 5 trips. This is his third year in the Midwest League, and I do think we are seeing him put it together this year.
I mean, him and Angeles together, very similar. Experience, third year in the league, putting it together. Slider away.
And look at their ages. Aribel just turned 22. Brian Buelbas is going to turn 22 in June, so there's time. We first saw them as teenagers.
It's rare you get to see them mature in the same spot, but they have. Hard hit. That's foul. Here's another great at-bat from Buelbas. 8 pitches deep.
I mean, Aribel, when he first joined Lansing, there was no real power. There was no plate discipline. There weren't a lot of walks drawn. Same thing with Buelbas. We're seeing the discipline. We're seeing the defense, the base running, and at the plate getting better and better.
3-2 pitch. Jumping grab by Devers. Angeles safe at second. But another ball that was crushed off the bat. 108 on the exit velo from Brian Buelbas, and that one was just hit right at Devers.
It's what he wasn't doing before. The last 2 years, it was weak contact. He wasn't barreling. And that whole at-bat, how many fouls did we see? So battling Zapata and then barreling. The only problem was it was an Adam ball.
Cameron Masterman. Jesse, I heard a rumor from the clubhouse last night that after the game, there was some dance moves on a coffee table from this man, Masterman.
When you win a game with a home run, you're entitled.
That's fouled back.
Pretty sure that's an unwritten rule of baseball, is the coffee table is all yours should you hit a walk-off.
I also heard a further rumor, the coffee table is now deceased.
It happens. I mean, it's for coffee.
Maybe could have been used today with the early start. There goes Angeles to third. The throw down is skipped off the glove of Turner, and he swiped second and third.
Fortunate for Cooper Engle that ball took that bounce right to the shortstop Devers. If Turner doesn't get his glove on it, that's down the left field line. Although, what if we just consider that a non-play?
Wow. What do we get there? There wasn't a swing by Masterman.
Might have been umpire's interference by Alex Shears.
And we didn't get a ruling up here, but they sent Angeles back to second base. So,
right, if Masterman had interfered, you call an out. So it's got to be the umpire.
That's in there for strike two.
There was no swing, so there's no backswing interference.
I guess we're seeing it all right now.
What do you want to see next?
I guess we'll wait and see. A break even. Full count again.
Let's see a 3-2.
Well, we just saw one, so we'll see it again. Two to nothing, Lugnuts in front. Third inning at Jackson Field. The sun out in full force in mid-May.
Home run hill bustling.
Ball four. Danny Bautista Jr. now. Yeah, the berm out and right, too. They've got the blankets down. I mean, they're both being used up by the kiddos out there.
These are just good plate appearances by Lansing. Zach Jacobs, the right-hander, is warming up for the Caps.
And Kevin Arminio, the pitching coach, coming out. But you're exactly right, Jesse. Again, Escorche, good at bat. Count went 3-2. He grounded out on a pretty well-struck ball to third. Butler, Bolte, and Angeles go double, double, single. And then a hard hit lineout from Puelbas, 108 off the bat. And then the walk to Masterman. But this is more of the same of what we've seen from Lansing's approach. And remember, in the last 2.5 games, they've done this without arguably their best hitter, Will Simpson. He exited middle of the game over the weekend against the Loons. But I tell you what, Aribe Angeles, he's taken that 3 spot with no problem. Lugnuts 2-0 since Angeles has jumped into the 3 hole. He was there moments ago to provide the RBI single. So here comes Danny Bautista Jr. Jesse, best two hitters against the Captains this year. Aribe Angeles and...
Is it Danny Bautista Jr.?
Yes.
Because he did have that 5-for-5 against them.
Yes, he did. And that's given him now 7 hits and 18 appearances. Outside, 2-0. So Danny Bautista Jr., 7-for-18, double, 4 knocked in. The average up over 400 against the Captains. Again, Lansing 5-2 against Lake County to start 2024. Bautista doesn't have that first home run yet. Maybe he doesn't have a chance.
Lake or a trip to wine country. Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We Lansing on the board first in this afternoon's game. Game two of six this week between the Lugnuts and the Captains. A grand slam school day, and the youngsters have come out in full force to fill up the yard. Beautiful afternoon for baseball. Expected to get up into the high 60s. Grant Judkins. First pitch fouled off by Cooper Engel. Wayne Judkins has looked good the first few innings. He's given up a hit in each, but that's been it, and they've been all singles. Outside corner, strike two. Lipscomb has two, the leadoff man, and Mike Coyotto has the other. But Lansing has the two runs on the board. Poked over to short. Anales has it. One down. It's an Eastern Division race that actually is getting tighter and tighter as we take a peek at the standings in this third inning. What a race it is over in the West Division. Swing and a miss from Devers. Good off speed from Judkins. In the West Division, the Timber Rattlers, the Colonels, the River Bandits, and the Skycarp are all above 500. High hopper off the plate. Anales trying to time it, and he's not going to get there in time. It had to be a rocket of a throw, and it's an infield single for Jose Devers. So right on cue with the single per inning against Judkins. Wisconsin leads the West Division with 22 wins and 12 losses, and Cedar Rapids behind him by 2.5 games at 19-14. And then you look to the East Division, where the Loons at one point looked like they were about to run away with it. They'd won 8 straight, and then 10 of their last 12. Mike Coyotto takes the pitch outside. But since then, the Loons have now lost 4 straight, and the Captains were able to win their series last week against Dayton. And they're even at 20-14, both teams. Breaking ball just off the plate. And then for Lansing, they have caught fire. 4 straight victories. And all of a sudden, the Nuts are 3 games out of first place. There's a fastball in there. So those are the 3 teams that are either even or above 500. Then Dayton is 15-19, along with West Michigan. Fort Wayne, 12-22. A little bit low, 3-1. The run differential, much different for Great Lakes and Lake County. Great Lakes, 33. That's a little bit up and outside, ball 4. And for Lake County, it's 43. Lansing's run differential is minus 12. Yet here they are, even at 17-17. And I think, Jesse, that's more of what you're saying. They've got beaten some bigger scores, even by the Captains. The couple captain wins, they beat them by 4, 5, 6 runs. But Lansing is winning tight games.
What really hurt that run differential was that Great Lakes weekend when they lost games 12-1, 8-5, and 12-4. This month of May, close, close games, which is going to help your run differential very slowly.
And in the meantime, again, all 4 teams that are above 500 in the West Division, Wisconsin, Cedar Rapids, Quad Cities, Beloit, all have positive run differentials, 31, 23, 32, and 3, yet Lansing somehow at 17-17 has a negative 12 run differential. But again, you look at last week, close wins against Great Lakes, 1-run wins or the 3-run win that came in extras yesterday. Another close game. They won by 3 on a walk-off. Today, up 2-0. Close games have kind of made Lansing who they are so far this year. Jonah Advincula to the plate. Ball 1. Don Schulze just visiting the mound there. A little bit of trouble for Judkins for the first time, allowing a couple base runners in his first walk. popped up. Amaya removes the mask, and he's got it for the second out.
Quick count. Lansing is 8-4 this year in one-run games.
There you go. That's what makes the difference, finding ways to win. And again, this offense has showed us that they are able to find different ways to get the job done. We saw it last week. We saw it yesterday. Even when they weren't cashing in on all the opportunities, when it mattered most, they came through with four runs in the final two frames. Angel Zarate swings through that first pitch. 2-0 lead for Lansing in the top of the fourth. Captain's trying to get a little rally going with the bottom of their order today. Fielder's choice for Zarate the first time. On the ground, back behind second, scooped by Angeles. Spinning, throwing, picked. Bautista's got it. A great play by Angeles, a better pick by Bautista. 3.5 complete, 2-0 Nuts.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Two to nothing Lugnuts as we come back for the fourth inning. 7, 8, and 9 coming to the plate. Derek Salom, Carlos Amaya, and Jose Escorche. And we'll continue on after having a big third inning. Brought 7 to the plate, had 3 hits, 2 doubles, a walk, 2 runs scored. Looked like they were going to have the bases loaded, but Bautista got called out. Salom tries to bunt. Strike 1. Zach Jacobs is the new man that's on the mound. Another righty for the Captains. Snaps in the fastball, strike 2.
Bridge guy before Steve Hatcher.
You like bridges, Jesse. They're sturdy. They get you from one place to the next. Should be no breaks in the bridges, right? That's the hope for the Captains. A little bit low. Do you like going on longer bridges? Does that give you a fright?
It doesn't. I just need to make sure that my car can withstand any high winds.
Swing and a miss. Salom can't withstand that. Great pitch. Nice breaking ball away. Strikeout number 1 for Jacobs.
This isn't the direction that you wanted this to go. But I don't know, man. I'm a Marylander. We have our own bridge trauma.
How do you know what direction I wanted it to go?
Okay, good question.
Here comes Carlos Amaya. We'll see what direction he wants to go. Trying to help the Lugnuts get to a 5th straight win. That's fouled off. Jesse, you ready for some trivia?
I am. Let's bridge into some trivia.
Yeah, I didn't really do a good bridge there.
That's okay.
sometimes you just got to go for it. Flare shot, and this looks like Jacobs, and he makes the catch. How about that? Don't tell him he's not an athlete as he airmails it out to left field.
He is so charged up right now. What an athletic play.
You know, he had something going for him there, and he kind of ruined it.
Nah. Making the catch, I don't think it gets nullified at all by ripping that throw into left field.
Charged up on adrenaline. Here's Jose Escorche. Ooh, well.
He's still feeling it.
Just give him a couple minutes. Your trivia question today, the Nuts with a win today would have the opportunity to jump back over 500, 35 games into the season. So, when was the last year that the Nuts were above 500, 35 games in? That's your trivia question today. Last time Lansing was above 500, 35 games in. That's out of play. Look out, kids. That's what we like. A nice carom off the seat backs. And a new baseball for someone.
Yeah, the mad scramble that develops.
What do you think? You know this one today?
I would think that you don't have to go back too far.
See, but nobody knows how far too far is. On the ground to third, eaten up by Turner. Still has plenty of time, but Kafis can't pick it. So kind of a mess of things right from the start there. Turner couldn't handle it clean. And then the throw, not to be, to Kafis, who couldn't pick it. It's an E5.
Right, is the error on the muff, or is it on the throw?
Is it a double error on one play?
It's just E5, and then you figure it out from there. But Jose Escorche's speed, I think, put a lot of pressure on the corner infielders.
Would you be open to calling it E5?
I would.
Here's Johnny Butler. You see, Jesse, there's only one E, but, you know, you put a little bit more emphasis because there were technically a couple of mistakes that were in there.
It's a long E.
That's right. 2-0, Lugnuts bottom four. Out to left center field. Zarate to his left, and he's under it to end the fourth. So, on the E5, nothing comes of it. We're going to head to the fifth. 2-0, Lansing. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with you after this.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Here to the fifth inning, and Grant Judkins back to the mound. Judkins and the Lansing Lugnuts on top of the Lake County Captains 2-0. They'll take on the number 9 hitter, Tyrese Turner. on the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Tried to wait on that curve. Couldn't wait long enough. Turner, Lipscomb, and Mooney. Switch hitter, batting left. It's another curve, but it's down and in. Turner struck out swinging his first time. One of three strikeouts for Judkins. Action in the bullpen behind him. A fastball pushed on a bunt. Foul up the third base side before it reaches the bag. And Derek Salome clears it away. Oh, the kids are clamoring. Who's going to get it? Oh, he fires it high up. That baseball is bouncing around on the concourse. And that's where they scramble for it. All the while, now Tyrese Turner returns to home plate. Derek Salome winged that ball. One ball and two strikes. Long look in for Judkins. Here it is. And that's maybe a touch high. Fastball from Grant, 93 miles an hour. Judkins is allowed one base hit in each of the first four innings. The 2-2 curveball fouled back. In the first inning, it was the leadoff man, Guy Lipscomb, who singled. Stole second base, stranded there. In the second inning, it was the second batter, Mike Collado, a one-out single. Erased on a fielder's choice. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball puts away Turner. Fourth strikeout for Judkins. One away in the fifth. Here comes Guy Lipscomb. It was Lipscomb who then hit safely in the third inning as well. He's 2-for-2. He singled with one out. He was left on the bases. Out of the fourth inning, Jose Devers, a one-out single. Followed by a walk to Mike Collado, both stranded. Lipscomb here takes ball one high. Guy Lipscomb's now batting 368. Here it is. Strike called on the outside corner. Backdoor breaking ball. There's double barrel action for Lansing in the pen. Lipscomb grounds right side. That's through for a base hit. Grounded into right field. And he's 3-for-3 today. Three singles for the leadoff man in the Lake County lineup, Lipscomb.
Doesn't seem to matter who they put in that leadoff spot against Lansing. Lipscomb, Furman, they just rake.
Pitching coach Don Schulte pays a visit. Update the Lipscomb batting average, now 377. That'll play. This will likely be the final batter that Judkins faces. And it's Alex Mooney. In the Lansing pen, the lefty is Garrett Irvin. The righty is Jake Garland. What we anticipate is that Irvin would relieve Judkins to finish off this fifth inning, and then Garland would pitch the sixth. That is, unless Judkins gets a double play ball here from Mooney. By the way, Guy Lipscomb now, this month, is hitting 477. 21 for 44. Oh, baby. The pitch to Mooney. Grounded foul, wide of third. Judkins was the pitcher for the Crosstown Showdown against Michigan State, the exhibition back on April the 3rd to begin the year. And he was great in that game. Tossed four scoreless two-hit innings. Right now he's at 4 1/3, scoreless. He's allowed five hits. All singles. Delivers to Mooney with Lipscomb at first, protecting a 2-0 lead. Broke it down, knocked down by Amaya, rolling right, not far enough for Lipscomb. The thing to keep in mind with Judkins. So in 2020, it's the five-round pandemic draft. It's restricted. And he doesn't get drafted in the first five rounds, but he does sign with the A's as a free agent afterward, goes to Stockton in 2021, returns to Stockton in 2022. Ground ball down to first. Difficult hop. What a job, Batista Jr. Steps on first, fires into second. Anales could not get the tag on Lipscomb in time. Boy, that ball veered left. And Danny Batista Jr. lunged out to snag it. Got to the bag. Mooney retired. And then he flung it down to second. That would have been a wild double play. As it is, final pitch that Judkins throws today.
Bare hand stop. My goodness.
Ridiculous. Ah, hang on. Grant Judkins is going to pitch to CJ Kafis. I was looking down at the Lansing dugout at Craig Conklin. Judkins continues. The pitch to Kafis. Backdoor breaking ball missed outside.
Conklin got you, Jesse. He was just coming out to get the foul ball over there.
He did get me.
Got you and the ball.
Well, Grant Judkins can finish off this fifth inning. Two outs, runner at second. The pitch rocketed out to right field, down for a base hit in front of Bolte. Lipscomb around third. Bolte's throw in, cut by Bautista Jr. Lipscomb scores on the Kafis RBI single. On the shutout is broken. Lansing 2, Lake County 1. Second straight game for CJ Kafis with a fifth inning RBI single. How about that for specific? And now Cooper Engle is coming up, and Craig Conklin is out of the dugout.
Well, you feel for Judkins right there. Bautista almost made a heck of a double play. They're out of the inning. Instead, Kafis comes through, and he's going to exit with a run given up, maybe more, but still a heck of an outing today for Grant Judkins.
Garrett Irvin is coming in. Lugnuts up by a run. Tying run on. Left-handed hitting catcher Cooper Engle coming up with a southpaw out of Arizona coming in. Back to Judkins. Because, Adam, I think that we talk about Colton Johnson missing all of 2022, 2023, pitching this year for the first time since 2021. And tying for the league lead in saves, leading the league in appearances. Just a remarkable return for the big lefty. Judkins missed all of last year. And now he's back this year in his very first trip to High A. And entering play today, the league batting 203 against him. Every time that he goes out, he has kept Lansing competitive. And here he goes again, 4 2/3 innings, one run.
It's one thing to come back. You're excited about that. But then to be effective as well, like you said, it's got to be a really good feeling. And that's hard to accomplish. One, to just get back into shape to be able to pitch coming off an injury. And he's been effective, as you've mentioned. And again today, he's given Lansing an opportunity to win this game.
Garrett Irvin is the man in. Been up and down for Irvin as a member of the Lugnuts. Last time that we saw him, he allowed 4 runs and 4 hits and 3 walks in 2 innings at Great Lakes.
Up and down year or up and down through the system?
Well, he did go up to Double A, and then he came back down.
That's right. But you're right. When he left Lansing, he was pitching well, went up to Midland, pitched well, and then the last time we saw him, he struggled against Great Lakes.
This would appear to be a cameo. The assignment here is get the final out of the top of the fifth, and then Jake Garland will pitch the sixth. 2-1, Lansing leading Lake County at first. Kafis, 2 outs. The pitch to Cooper Engle. Down and away, ball 1. See, I would think if I was a reliever, you tell me, hey, see that batter? Get him. And then you're done.
And then you can go hit the showers.
Engle is 0 for 2 with a couple of ground outs. Lefty, lefty. A ball 1 offering. Strike called, outside corner. When Irvin has gone right this year, he has flummoxed batters. Right, they have looked helpless against him. He has been a strikeout guy. He is a 4-pitch reliever. Those over to first. I gave his back. Yesterday we went back and forth. Lake County wiped out a couple of deficits. Took a lead of their own in the top of the eighth inning. Lansing rallied for the 8-5 win. Today 2-1 Lugnuts. Irvin to Engle. That's above the zone. 2 balls and a strike. Wind continuing to blow in from right field. Cooper Engle has had such brilliant moments offensively. Last year and this year, the fourth rounder, last year from Clemson. Hitters count here. Snap throw over. Kafis back in standing. C.J. Capus, 3-for-3 in steals this season. Outfield is straight up. So is the infield. The pitch. Fouled off into the screen. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Engel. 7 doubles, 1 home run for Cooper Engel. He was flying out of the gates this year. Rotating a catcher with Zach Fascia. Just back off the injured list, Johnny Tincher. A 2-2. Whacked foul left side. How about the Cleveland Guardians going out, drafting Engel in the 4th round from Clemson. And then in the 11th round, getting Tincher from Washington. I rather like that philosophy. Get your college catchers. Get a couple of them. Seems to me it helps out a staff. Irvin staring over at first, and because he disengaged, it's a disengagement violation. And that's a balk that moves Kafis up to second base. Remember, he had thrown over twice. Kafis is now in scoring position as the potential game-tying run.
That could be a big mistake.
A look back. A 2-2 for Engel. Up and inside. Cooper Engel, so far in this month of May, it's been the anti-Lipscomb at him. 6-for-28. You go back to his final game of April, you can make it 6-for-32. He has been slumping. A payoff pitch here. Down the left side, but that ball fades foul. Jose Devers is waiting on deck. This is going to be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. Time called by the catcher, Amaya. This is a spot in this game. Lake County has already scored its first run. Kafis the RBI single. He's at second. Down by a run. 2 outs. And the 3-2. Lifted foul off the left side. And that baseball, that's beyond the Pepsi porch. So we're going to see an 8th pitch in the plate appearance. And the home plate umpire, Shears, asked for some more baseballs from the bat boy. And a nice tap given to the bat boy by Mike Coyado. Coyado in the hole. Hey, good job. Irvin's ready. The full count offering on its way. Popped up. Left side, heading foul, and they've run out of room. That ball well back with a high hop up in the seats. Just looking around the ballpark in this Grand Slam school day, we see the different colored shirts, the purple shirts all the way down the right side, the deep green and the gold right behind the Lake County Captains on deck circle and beyond. The second of 3 Grand Slam school days, as Adam mentioned earlier, we have Captains on deck circle and beyond. The second of 3 Grand Slam school days, as Adam mentioned earlier. We have a Grand Slam school night coming up on Friday. Superstars and our first LAFQ fireworks show. 2-1 Lugnuts. Payoff pitch from Irvin. Fouled away left side. The at-bat rages on. Tomorrow, Coors Light Thirsty Thursday with the drink specials. Domestic drafts, $3. Craft drafts, $5. LAFQ fireworks on Friday night. And then Saturday is our kid takeover. Adam, we are going to have a youngster from Sparrow Hospital join us on the air. Kids taking over the pit crew, the grounds crew, the PA, and more. Payoff. Foul ball, left side, try it again.
This is ridiculous. Foul ball after foul ball, all to the same spot. If you're the kids right now, you get over to the left side of the park.
That's right.
Souvenirs aplenty
Cooper
over that way.
Cooper Engel saying it's Cooper Engel ball giveaway day. 11th pitch of the plate appearance coming up with a tying run at second and 2 outs. 3-2 from Irvin. A ground ball punched off the mound right to the shortstop on Elias. Those to first. And after all of that, Garrett Irvin gets Cooper Engel. The Arizona Wildcat triumphs over the Clemson Tiger. Kafe is stranded at second. One run on two hits for Lake County in the top of the fifth. They're down by a run as we're halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning from Jackson Field. Lugnuts 2, Captains 1.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Henry Bolte leads off the bottom of the fifth inning for Lansing, followed by Anales and Huelvas. That's 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Zach Jacobs remains on the mound for the Captains. Lake County down to Lansing, 2-1. Henry Bolte, a walk and an RBI double. The pitch, it takes it down and away. Henry Bolte is the reason that Lansing has two runs. He doubled in Johnny Butler for run number one, and then he scored on an Anales single, run number two. That in the third inning against the starter Juan Zapata. Bolte takes the front door breaker down and in. 2 balls and 0 strikes. So Bolte here trying to get off this fifth inning to a roaring start. The deal. That's called a strike on the inside corner. The hooks from Jacobs. Zach Jacobs came on, worked around an error, and a hitless fourth. Bolte whacks this pitch foul off the right side, and the count now 2-2. Jake Garland warms up in the Lansing pen. We will see Jake in the sixth inning. Garrett Irvin, 1/3 of an inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. The break even. Ground ball down toward third, difficult hop. Turner to his left gloves and wings it sidewinded over to first in time. What a way. Bolte galloping up the line. The starting pitcher for Lansing today, Grant Judkins. 4 2/3. 6 hits, all of them singles. 3 of them by Guy Lipscomb, the right fielder. 1 run, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. No decision. A rebound. Adelaide shows bunt, pulls back, and Jacobs misses outside. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Righty, righty. 1 out with the bases clear, 2-1 nuts. Anales takes low, 2-0. Well, if you did not hear the news, our latest Lansing Lugnut has been called up to the major leagues. The Oklahoma State Cowboy, Brady Basso. Anales takes, strike called, front door hook, 2-1. Basso was a Lugnut in 2021, the first year of the affiliation with the Oakland A's, but then he had to undergo Tommy John. Anales takes, strike two called. Fastball from Jacobs at 91. So Brady Basso comes back from Tommy John. They were set back, so it was a tough road. Comes back, rejoins Lansing last year. The 2-2 pitch is grounded on the left side. Room service hop, Devers. Shortstop fires. Anales out at first. 2 gone. Brady Basso's dad, Mike Basso, we had known when the Lugnuts were affiliated with the Toronto Blue Jays. Hitting coach, scout, And also, see Brady. First battle back through the obstacles. Return looked great last year. And now this year getting called up to the majors. Breaking ball called a strike to Brian Buelbas. 0 for 2 with a foul out to third and a line out to short. Two outs, bases clear. Lansing up 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch, swing and a foul tip out of the mid of Engel. 0-2. Basso becomes the third Lansing Lugnut to get called up to the major leagues for his MLB debut this year. He joins Max Schumann and Brett Harris. And just to go from Lansing to the majors in 1 year. The pitch. Wilbon swings and misses. That'll do it for the bottom of the fifth inning. First strikeout for Zach Jacobs. Onward to the sixth. Congratulations to Brady. We await that debut. Zach Jacobs, two hitless, scoreless innings. It's a 2-1 Lansing Lugnuts lead atop the Lake County Captains. We anticipate the arrival of Jake Garland shortly.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark alongside Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And here's Jake Garland on the mound now for the Lugnuts, the former Miami Hurricane, drafted by the Oakland A's. Garland taken in 2022 in the 17th round, hailing from Jupiter, Florida. Last year opened up the year with Stockton, dominated, called up to Lansing, opens up this year with the Lugnuts. And Garland so far this year, 1.64 ERA in 22 innings. Wines, throws, Jose Devers lays off, ball one down and away. Garland and the Lugnuts lead Devers and the Captains 2-1. Tight game on the Grand Slam school day. Righty, righty. Devers swings, chops towards short. In comes Anales, and right under his glove, out into left field. Devers is on E6. Runner at first for Lake County. Mike Collado coming up. Jonah Advíncula on deck. Eribil Anales commits his third error of the year. First error today on Lansing. Two miscues have been committed by the Caps. Well, Mike Collado has singled and walked his two trips. The pitch outside from Garland. Ball one. Jake Garland, a big man. 6'5", 260 pounds. Misses again, 2-0. Collado, a great batting eye. Switch hitter, batting left, DHing today. Saw him at first base yesterday. Short lead for the moment for Devers, held on by Bautista Jr. Garland deals. There's a called strike. Earlier this year, Jake took on Lake County twice. April 16th, he started. April 21st, he relieved. You add those appearances together. Seven innings, one run. The pitch, a bouncing ball up the first base side. Garland over, grabs, shovels it underhanded to Bautista Jr. Collado out, Devers to second. One away in the sixth inning. Here's an old favorite of mine for our sixth inning slang. A boomerang ball. Every sixth inning, we love to just toss out some baseball slang. What's a boomerang ball? Jonah Advincula is the batter. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a foul out to the catcher. Garland lets it fly. Broke it inside. Ball one.
I've got an idea. I've heard it before, but I don't know it for sure.
Oh, really?
Those are my thoughts.
I'm glad that I went to it then. I was worried that you would say, Jesse, come on, man.
Never.
We all know boomerang ball. Tying run at second. Garland's pitch. Advincula lays off down low. 2-0. The 2-0 pitch. There's a called strike. The thing with Jake this year, not a lot of strikeouts, but not a lot of runs. 5 runs, 4 of them earned. And now 22 and 1/3 innings. It's a hitter's count for Advincula. The 2-1 pitch. Line drive down the left field line. That's a base hit. In comes Jose Devers to score, and we're tied. Racing for second base, Advincula dives in head first ahead of Butler's throw. RBI double for Jonah Advincula. His 4th double, his 11th ribby. And it's 2-2 in the 6th. Unearned run because of the Anales leadoff error.
Well, some mistakes. Lansing had played clean to start this game, but back-to-back batters, Collado, Advincula. That Garland gets behind 2-0, the mistake from Anales. And here come these captains fighting their way back.
I'm curious here, Adam. Lefties have hit Garland better than righties. Here's another lefty, Angel Zarate. Ball one outside. Lefties coming in, batting 300 against Garland. Righties hitting 175. And the fascinating thing is, they've had an identical 40 at-bats. Lefties more hits, 12-7, and more extra base hits, 5-1. Garland's pitch. Zarate punches it on the ground toward short. Difficult on Anales. Looked over at third. Fires to first for the out. Zarate retired. Advincula to third base. I mean, that ball jumped up on Anales.
It was technically, as you call it, a room service hop, but it was so close to him that, yeah. It was in his lap.
Yeah. We'll deliver this right in your kitchen.
No need to put it in your mouth and down your esophagus, just right into your lap. Here you go.
Boy, you got descriptive there.
Yeah, man.
Here's Tyrese Turner. Outside ball one. Lake County is 90 feet away from taking the lead. 2 in the 3rd inning for the Lugnuts. 1 in the 5th. 1 so far in the 6th. The number 9 hitter, Turner, switch hitter, batting left. The pitch, swing and a miss. That's what we've seen from him today. 0-for-2, 2 swinging strikeouts against the starter, Judkins. Garland readies. His pitch, the curve, swung at and missed. Jake Garland has a knuckle curveball. And that was nasty. He has Turner all set up now. Tyrese Turner, so much speed. Couple of home runs this year. 1-2. Tails outside. And you know who is waiting on deck. That guy. Guy Lipscomb, 3-for-3 today. Hottest hitter in the league this month.
The guy.
The 2-2. Ground ball foul. Adam, I hope you didn't think that this game was just going to turn into something, I don't know, unwieldy. One of these two teams would open up a comfortable lead. That's not the way that these games are played. They are all close. 2-2. Knuckle curve. Strike 3 called. Garland freezes Turner. Turner's 3rd strikeout. And that concludes the top of the 6th inning. First K for Jake Garland. But the unearned run, the error by Anales opened the door. Jonah Advincula's double ties us up. Going to the bottom of the 6th inning. 2-2, Lugnuts and Captains.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Zach Jacobs has looked excellent in relief for Lake County, and now his teammates have tied the score 2-2. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Nate Miller also here on hand from Michigan State Capitol. Game two of a six-game set between the A's and the Guardians High A Midwest League affiliates. Masterman, Batista Jr., and Salome here. First up, Cameron Masterman takes a called strike. The number five hitter in the order. Righty, righty. The Lansing DH is 0-1 with a walk. The pitch from Jacobs. Fouled off at home. That rattled the home plate umpire Shears. Catcher Engel checks on him. He's got good armor. 0-2. Last two batters for Jacobs to face for the first time. Masterman and Batista Jr. And so far, Lansing 0-7 against Jacobs. Jose Escorte reached on an error committed by the third baseman Turner. That's been all. He struck out one. Two-strike pitch. Masterman takes a ball just outside. I mean, barely. Jacobs is out here throwing darts out of UC Riverside. The 1-2. Ground ball down toward third. Hops up for Turner. Fires across. Frozen rope to Cephas. At number one. Third out on the ground induced by Jacobs. I bring up Danny Batista Jr. Danny today is 0-2. He's grounded to short. He is struck out looking. Lansing only has four hits. Three came in a row. The pitch outside. And the two-run bottom of the third inning. Johnny Butler doubled, Henry Bolte doubled, Eribe Alanale singled. That against the starter Juan Zapata, and there are your Lugnuts runs. The deal, Batista Jr. fouls it away. 1-1. And then Lake County scoring in the top of the fifth. RBI single CJ Cephas. And the top half of this sixth inning, RBI double Jonah Advincula. Here we are, 2-2. Jacob throws, swing and a miss. 1-2. Fastball at 90 miles an hour, and it's moving.
It's very similar to yesterday's game. They got a run in the fifth, a run in the sixth. They only scored one run innings.
Batista Jr. takes ball too high. So what you're saying is maybe we should just fast forward to the ninth?
Let's just get to the ninth, see if there's a walk-off again.
Get to the fireworks.
And the kids would love that because usually they have to leave an inning or two early to go catch the buses.
Break even. A little bit off the outside corner, a touchdown. 3-2.
Well, there's no touchdowns till fall, Jesse. What are you talking about?
Good point, good point. Derek Salome on deck. Payoff. Lifted foul. Lazily off the right side. Both bullpens are quiet. One out with the bases clear. Again, the 3-2. Up and in. Jacobs has walked him. First base on balls given out by Jacobs. Came into play today, only three walks in 17 innings. Danny Batista Jr. had only walked twice, eight times in 23 games. But there's a one-out base runner for Lansing. Just after Lake County tied the score in the top half of this inning. This has been their MO, is the immediate response. Here's Derek Salome. Pick off though first, Batista Jr. back in. Our sixth inning slang today, boomerang ball. A boomerang ball is a ball that, well, the pitcher makes a pitch and then it comes right back to him. So Loam takes a ball, low and away.
That wasn't what I guessed. You got me.
So let's say Zach Jacobs deals and Derek Salome hits a comebacker. Think about a boomerang. You throw it, it comes right back. You pitch it, it comes right back. It's a boomerang ball. Ball one delivery. Inside to Salome.
I was thinking more like a Baltimore chop, where you hit it down and then it goes up, but it comes right back down again.
Little backspin action.
Uh-huh. Or maybe a ball in the air, the wind, and then it comes back.
That would be wild. Salome lofts it shallow right down for a base hit. Lipscomb collects, pegs in towards second. Offline, collected by shortstop Devers. Single for Derek Salome. And the Lugnuts have runners at first and second with one out. There comes Carlos Amaya. The start of something here as the Nuts look to untie a 2-2 game. Amaya's 0-2 with a fly out to left and a foul out to the pitcher Jacobs. Made a terrific running catch. Number 8, hitter in the order. Out of the stretch. Line drive caught by Devers, feed second, and out the call. Mooney got to the bag before Batista Jr. Double play ends the sixth. 6-4, just like that. Zach Jacobs, another scoreless frame. A walk, a single, one left. We're going to the seventh inning in a tie game from Jackson Field. Nuts 2, Captains 2. Adam Jaxa back with a play-by-play.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know, if you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, we're off to the seventh inning, tied 2-2 here at Jackson Field. Jake Garland steps in, and his first pitch is outside, ball one. First time today that Jake Garland will execute against this difficult top of the order. Guy Lipscomb, pitch. That's lifted out to left field, down the line. Long run for Butler. He's coming over, and he watches it sail foul to the right of the Pepsi porch, but to the left of play. Well, the Pepsi porch is down the left field line, but there's a little crevice of space between it and the foul pole, 23 feet up in the air. A big green wall that slides out into the field of play and in foul territory here at Jackson Field. 1-1, poked out to left field again. Butler again runs. The ball again lands to the right of the Pepsi porch. This time, though, hits the facing of the 23-foot wall. Bounds back out to Butler, who tosses it up to home run hill. Oh, it's a scramble up there. A lot of disappointing youngsters because only one gets the baseball. 1-2. Poked out to left again. And Butler comes into his right, reaches above his head, and he makes the catch. Breaking news. Guy Lipscomb is out. One down. Single, single, single in the first, third, and the fifth, plus a run scored and a steal for Lipscomb, and a fly out there. Here's Alex Mooney. 2-2, Lugnuts and Captains, game two, top seven. The pitch, swing and a miss. A healthy cut at that. Mooney left his stance on the 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch home. Twisted out to right field, out of play. No balls, two strikes. We've got more fun coming up for you tomorrow. It's our Coors Light Thirsty Thursday. $4 domestics, $5 craft drink specials. The 0-2, line drive out to center field for a base hit. That brings Blaubas to his right from center, and he quickly gets it in. Mooney has reached for the first time.
Disappointing from Jake Garland. Got out in front, made a mistake.
And that's something, Jesse, he didn't do a lot in his debut inning today in the sixth. He got behind Collado, Advíncula, Zarate, and Turner before he got out of that inning with a run given up. It was an unearned run, though, because of an error on Angeles. Pitch, that's sent back foul. So make sure you come back out tomorrow night. It'll be a different crowd, but it'll again be a big crowd. We've got the fishing nets out here that have recently been added to the broadcast booth. The 0-1, that shot down the left field side, foul. No balls, two strikes. Jesse used to have a fishing net in your old booth down in Montgomery, right?
A gigantic one.
Huge.
It was very large. It was very long.
This is terrible for radio, but can you show me with your hands how big are we talking here?
I can. I would say it was just shy of my own height.
Okay. The pitch. That's down low. Runner takes off for second in Mooney, and he slides in safe as the ball kicked away from Amaya just enough. It's a wild pitch. What are you, 5'7"?
5'6¼.
Nice. Going to get that in there. We're going to get you up to 5'6½ soon. Just keep climbing.
Posture. It's all in the posture. I'm getting good nights of sleep and drinking my milk.
You sit up straight with the best of them. Don't mess with Jesse and his posture. One ball, two strikes. Runner takes off for third. Throw down from Amaya. And the tag, not in time as Mooney is in. So a wild pitch gets him to second. And a stolen base gets him to third. And the Captains have the leading run 90 feet away as they look to grab their first advantage of the day. They've scored in the fifth, the sixth, and are looking to do it in the seventh with one out. Nuts bring the infield in. Salome, Angeles, Escorche, Bautista Jr. all in on the edge of the cut of the infield grass. Captains out hitting the Nuts 8-5. 2-2 pitch. Down low, good stop from Amaya. All these pitches from Garland, where he keeps him low. Got to be careful back there with the sinker, cutter, knuckle curve, the slider, the splitter. Lot to handle for Amaya, a guy that is not your everyday catcher. CJ Rodriguez gets the rest today. So far, Amaya has done a great job. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. Amaya looks back. Mooney throws to first. Bautista catches, and he walks it back in. Second strikeout for Garland. And now two outs in the inning.
Enormous. Enormous to fan CJ Cephas.
Like the size of your fishing net down in Montgomery. Now, this is a smaller size net, but
yes.
Still, Jesse, you should be able to make the catch. Nate has got his as well back here.
All about to make it easier to handle. If a foul ball comes screaming back, we'll be ready.
Cooper Engel is ready. The pitch. It's a high hopper foul, first base side. This is good because I'm still going to try and use my hands, but we have some security now up here in the broadcast booth.
That's right.
Now, without the net, your move on a foul ball is tilt the computer down, and then slide back.
That's right.
Now, with the net in the booth, how does your reaction change?
Oh, now I'm going to try to catch it.
The 0-1. That's a little bit inside. One ball, one strike. So Do you still tilt the computer down and try and catch?
Yes, you've got to tilt the computer, grab the net all in one. It's going to take some practice.
That's a lot.
Because you don't want the computer to get hit.
This pitch is down low. 2 balls and a strike. 2-2 our score. Top 7. Runner at third. And we're learning about all of the fishing net instructions on foul balls that come up to the booth at Jackson Field. 2-1. This is not foul. It's sent out to center field. Running Welbas to his right. He's under it. And he makes the catch on the run. So no damage done. And no foul balls yet up this way. We'll stretch it out to the bottom of the 7th. 2-2 between the Nuts and the Caps. All right, we're off to the bottom of the 7th. Everybody all stretched out on a Grand Slam school day with the youngsters still at the park watching a 2-2 game. And Zach Jacobs has stretched out the pen here in a good way. First pitch from him, swing and a miss from Jose Escorche. We thought that maybe he would just be the bridge guy for the 4th with piggyback starters scheduled, but he has now gone into the 7th. Pitch home. Slider is popped up behind home plate. Get your net ready. And it heads down in front of us. Strike 2. So Jacobs came on in the 4th, got a strikeout, got a strikeout in the 5th, got out of the jam in the 6th. Pitch, that slides away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runners at 1st and 2nd. A line drive from Carlos Amaya in the 6th, and he was doubled off as they were able to get Bautista Jr. trying to get back to the bag at 2nd. So Lansing hasn't been able to score against him. Pitch home. That's down low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nutt scored 2 runs in the 3rd. That was it today. Captains a run in the 5th and a run in the 6th. 2-2 pitch. Shot foul. First base side, out of play. Bounds off the concourse and heads over towards Larch Street. Traffic heading north, Cedar Street to the left of the park, with traffic heading south. One ways in Lansing. The pitch, that's down low. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Jackson Field sits on Michigan Avenue. One-way stretch right to the Capitol in the capital city. Payoff, swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. And Escorche is down. 2nd. Or make it 3rd strikeout for Zach Jacobs. He got Salome in the 4th, Welbas in the 5th, and now gets Escorche in the 7th. We go back to the top for Johnny Butler. Not on the line today as Lansing tries to win their 5th straight. The pitch. It's on the outer edge, strike 1. The Nuts could be above 500 for the first time since opening night in Dayton, when they won there 1-0. The pitch, this is fly back foul. No balls, two strikes. It is the longest stretch of wins for the Nuts this year. And the Lugnuts have been known to win first halves in their history. 0-2. Swing and a foul off. Staying alive. You look at Lansing's history of first half titles. Their last one was 2015. They won in 2012, 2008, 1999. Pitch home. That's fly back. That's out of play. Is this updated, Jesse? Last first half title was 2015, and the last second half title was 1996. Is that accurate? The 0-2? That's a little bit tight, 1-2. That's correct.
Who are we to doubt the wisdom of Wikipedia?
Well, because the playoffs have changed. It used to be the top two teams got in from a half. 1-2. That's down low. Two balls, two strikes, right? So that's what was confusing me, because now it's only the top team of each half that gets in the playoffs, because they've reduced the playoff size. So I believe that's correct. 2015, the last first half title. 2-2 is yanked, and a jumping grab by Kafis at first. Oh, he timed it perfectly. Two outs to rob Johnny Butler. It was the first baseman that did it. Henry Bolte now coming to the plate. Two outs. We're in the bottom of the seventh. 2-2 tie. Pitch home. That slides outside. Ball one. So the first half titles, 99, 2008, 2012, 2015 for Lansing. And they have one second half title, 96. Pitch is at the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Lansing is looking to potentially get their first half title since 2015. 1-1. Down low, 2-1. Still a long way back. I mean, not as long, but you're three games back. You're trying to climb over 500, but it was much more of an afterthought a week or so ago. 2-1. Let's fly back. Two balls, two strikes. And again, that's not because Lansing wasn't playing well. They were playing around 500. It was that the Loons had been playing great. Won eight straight, 10 of their last 12. Pitch. This is lined out to center field. Advíncula is going back, shuffles, and makes the catch. And that is going to do it for the seventh. We will head to the eighth and get you that trivia question when we return. Trivia answer, I should say. 2-2, our score at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We're having a grand old time on a Grand Slam school day in Michigan State Capitol. Just after 1 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone, 2-2 our score. Two innings left to go. There have only been three innings with runs. That'd be the third, and then the top of the fifth and the sixth. Here comes Jose Devers to lead off the eighth against Jake Garland, Miami Hurricane. Kicks and throws. It's up and inside, ball one. Garland gave up an unearned run in the sixth after Judkins gave up an earned run in the fifth. That's been it. 1-0. Right down the chute, belt high, strike one. All right, so we asked you some trivia in the fourth innings. 1-1. There's a high bouncing ball towards third, and it tips off the glove of Salome and bounds into left field. Speeding around first, Devers is headed to second. The throw is high, and it goes to Bautista. In safe is Devers on a little chopper that went awry and got over Salome's head. It's a double. It's another one, though, where you think Salome probably should have had it. Now, it was a blind reach up there, and he had his hand on the ball, but it ticked off of it, didn't stay in the webbing. I don't think it ever got into the webbing all the way. Here's Mike Coyado. Coyado today with a base hit and a walk takes a strike on the inside corner. All right, we ask you, if the Lugnuts win today, they would be above 500, 35 games in. When was the last time the Lugnuts were above 500, 35 games in? The 0-1, that skips down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Jesse, anything today?
No correct answers that I see today.
Well, do you want to take a stab?
I would say 2018.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, sir.
Any idea what the record was after 35 games? Really testing Jesse's memory here. 1-1. Swinging a bouncing ball to second, charging it to his right as Escorche throws back to first in time. Bautista's got it. Devers gets to third, one out.
Let's say 21-14.
Wow. Pretty darn close.
22-13. Oh.
How about that? That is the last time Lansing was above 500. 35 games in. Craig Conklin is coming out. And that is it for Jake Garland. So with one out and a runner at third, they will go to the bullpen here. And it looks like it's Colton Johnson that's coming into the game. Thumbs up from Jesse says it is Colton Johnson. The lefty. 6'4", 220, 23-year-old. I should get this right. 6'4", 220, 25-year-old from Illinois.
I'm sure Colton wouldn't be too dissatisfied. I'd take a couple of years away. That's fine.
You know, there's Johnson and Johnston, and they're right next to each other. And I looked at Johnston, the man that pitched yesterday out of Keller, Texas. And I got to that and went, hey, wait a second. There's not another Keller, Texas native here.
They're both 6'4", 220. They're both lefties.
So, you know, wasn't too far off. Technically, sometimes they both come out of the pen with the piggyback tandem. But Johnston started yesterday. Lansing won 8-5. Here it's 2-2. And again, just like we saw yesterday, Jesse, the captains continue to get runners on base. They've got a chance to grab the lead here in this eighth inning.
Here's the key. You've got lefty-lefty and Advíncula followed by Zarate. Adam, Colton Johnson this year has eaten up lefties. They're 1-for-13 against him, 0.77. Well, right-handers have hit 3.18, and it's been all about that curveball. Curveball with the carry fastball.
Well, the matchups say this definitely favors Colton Johnson, then. You can understand it in a tight game as Lansing, again, tries to keep this game tight. Yesterday in that eighth inning is when Lake County took their first lead since they led 1-0. They have not had the lead today.
You've got Angeles Wellboss Masterman coming up in the bottom half of this inning. This is a pivotal eighth.
Let's see what we get. Infield is in for the Nuts on the cut of the infield grass. Jonah Advíncula, the lefty up. The lefty throws. Breaking ball drops in. Inner third. Strike one. Beauty.
That curve when it's on, Adam, is devastating.
Absolutely beautiful. Works from the third base side of the slab. The pitch, and it's punched through the left side. Base hit past the dive of Salome. And the captains have their first lead. Advíncula with his second hit, 3-2 Lake County.
Just like he did in the sixth inning, he went the other way. And here, that's an inside-out stroke. Just punch it. You've got the infield in. There's no time to react. You've got a hole in the left side of the infield where the shortstop Anale is protecting up the middle. That's simply good hitting.
So, again, it's a tough occurrence for the Nuts. Pitch home. Lefty foul back. Zarate. Because it was a high bouncing ball that started the inning for Devers. And Salome was in front of it. He got his glove on it, but he couldn't squeeze it to get the out. It turns into two bags. And those two bags turn into a run. Captains out hitting the Nuts 3-2 in this game. Or 10-5, rather, to give them a 3-2 lead. Pitch. That's too tall. 1-1. You know, it was a frustrating night last night for the Captains. They continue to get runners on base. Probably felt like they should have won last night, but fell short in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch. Breaking ball stays tight.
It was their pitching that let them down. And I would argue that today, Zach Jacobs' pitching has been exceptional, allowing them the chance to rally.
They haven't even had to go to the piggybacker. 2-1. Runner takes off. And Avincula will come back on a foul ball hit to the first base side. Steve Hazur was expected to piggyback today, but they haven't needed him because of how well Jacobs has gone. He silenced the Nuts, which has been tough to do over this last week. Their offense has been humming, but it's now four straight zeros put up on the board by the Captains pitching. Johnson's 2-2. Breaking ball in front of the dirt. And now they've got him caught there at second base at Vincula. And Amaya is running straight out at him. Throws it right side to Bautista. Runs him over to second. Angeles running him back to first. Gets it to Amaya, who tags him right before he gets to the bag at first. It was an in-between move for Vincula. He couldn't figure out if he needed to run or not because the ball skipped away on the pitch, but it didn't skip away far enough. And Amaya played it perfectly. He just sprinted right out at him. And then in the pickle, they get him.
I feel like Advincula lost his footing three different times.
And he lost his purpose on the base paths. 3-2. Swinging a weak ground ball into right field. Base hits. So now it's even more important that they got Advincula. By the way, going through in my head, I believe that is 2-3-4-2 on the putout. Amaya running up the line, tossing to Bautista, then throwing, check that, 2-3-6-2. Amaya to Bautista to Angeles, back to Amaya for the tag out to get Advincula. Zarate is aboard, two outs. The pitch. This is a line drive right at Escorche, though. He backhands, runs to the bag at second, and he tags it for the third and final out. So that'll do it for the Captains, but they do grab their first lead on three hits, one double, and Devers comes in 3-2, heading to the bottom of the eighth.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Lansing trailing for the first time, 3-2. They've collected just 5 hits today, but they do have 3, 4, and 5 coming to the plate. Aribio Angeles, Brian Buelbas, and Cameron Masterman. We'll see if they can get something going. A 4-game winning streak on the line with 6 outs to go. Yesterday, Lansing in this same spot, they came back to win 8-5. Here's the pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Zane Morehouse is the new righty on the hill. He takes over for Zach Jacobs, another righty, 3 straight for the captain, Zapata. Jacobs, now Morehouse. 0-1. Down low, 1-1. Yesterday, Angeles was right in the mix in that eighth inning as he had the ground out to third that brought in the tying run. Lansing would walk it off in the ninth. Morehouse's 1-1 pitch. Broken bat, and it's grounded to third. Gloved by Turner, throws to first. Caught by Kafis. The majority of the bat ends up in the third base coach's box where the handle is laying limp at home plate. And Conklin gives the stick of wood to a youngster who is running like he just won the lottery.
Running like that bat is the Olympic torch.
Goes to show it to either a chaperone or a mom
that's
or a
awesome.
Teacher. Pretty darn cool. Brian Buelbas comes to the plate. Pitch home. That's in there. Outer edge. Strike one. So can Lansing find a way to come back again, or does Lake County even this series at one and end the 4-game streak? 3-2 captains, bottom eight, 1 out, base is clear. Morehouse throws. Low and inside. Ryan Buelbas has been quiet today. 0-3, fly out, line out, strikeout. The line out, though, was hammered. It was just right at the shortstop, Devers. 1-1 pitch. Lifted out to left, not deep. Back goes Devers, the shortstop, glove covering from the sun. He makes the catch in shallow left. 2 outs. Just not to be right now against this bullpen. Jacobs gave up just 1 hit through 4 innings. And now Morehouse coming in to try and get things done through the 8th, potentially the 9th. Masterman, though, had the big late swing last night on to home run hill that sent everybody home. He's up now, the first pitch home. Swings through that slide action, strike one. 3-2 captains, bottom eight, 2 outs. Morehouse with an ERA just a touch over 3 through 11 appearances. 0-1 pitch, way outside. 1-1. 17 strikeouts, just 3 walks. Opponents batting 260 against the right-handed Morehouse. 6'4", 200-pounder from Waco, Texas native. 1-1 pitch. That's on the bottom of the zone. Strike two. Just talked all about Baylor yesterday with Langoliers and Max Muncy, the two guys that came from Keller High School, which is the same as where Will Johnston went to high school. He ended up going to Texas A&M in College Station. Waco right in the middle of Dallas and the Metroplex and Austin. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with the slider. And the Waco native has no issues with the heart of the order here in the 8th. The man from the heart of Texas sends us to the 9th. 3-2. Lake County leads. Jesse Goldberg-Stresser takes you the rest of the way.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now we go to the ninth inning. Lake County leading Lansing 3-2 on answered runs scored by the Caps. Solo tallies all. The fifth, the sixth, the eighth. Lefty Colton Johnson back to work for Lansing. Top of the order. Guy Lipscomb takes ball one outside. A pigeon briefly landed in front of us. It's now gone. Lipscomb, Mooney, Kafis. 1-2-3 in the order against the Southpaw. Johnson deals. Mooney grounds, or I should say, Lipscomb grounds to short. Analyzes throw to first, out number one. Here comes Alex Mooney. This, the chance for Lake County to add some insurance to what is right now a slender lead, albeit one that has stood strong because Lake County's pitchers have blanked Lansing ever since a two-run bottom of the third inning. When you look at the season series between these two teams, well, this game stands out. Right-handed hitting Alex Mooney. First pitch taking, curve for a called strike. The Lugnuts won games in Lake County 5-4, 6-1, 5-2, 10-4. They won yesterday 8-5. And then the games that they lost 6-5, 12-4. Mooney swings and misses strike two. What I'm getting at is that Lansing, throughout the first seven meetings, has not scored fewer than four runs in a game. And that they've only done once. They've scored five runs twice. They've scored six runs once. They've scored 10 runs and eight runs. They've been quieted. The 0-2. Line drive cut by Anales at short, tumbling down to his left. Two outs. 100 miles an hour off the bat for Mooney. Bring up C.J. Kafis. Kafis is 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the fifth. And that scored the first Lake County run. 3-2 Caps, two outs, nobody on. Lefty to lefty. Curveball fouled away left side. Two runs in the third inning against Juan Zapata for the Lansing offense. And then four scoreless innings for Zach Jacobs and a perfect eighth for Zane Morehouse. It's been the Z's. Zapata, Zach, Zane. The deal. A curve for a called strike. Z, Z, Z. You can see visually depicted the Lansing Lugnuts offense has been put to sleep today. Now will they wake up for the bottom of the ninth? Likely against Morehouse. First, though, an 0-2 pitch for Kafis. Down and away. The RBIs for Lake County, RBI single. C.J. Kafis, RBI double. Jonah Advincula, RBI single. Jonah Advincula, the big blows. The deal, up and in. Advincula, the center fielder, who replaced the injured Justin Boyd yesterday. Starting today, the Washington State Cougar out of the number 7 spot in the order. He's been the difference. 2-2 from Colton Johnson. That missed a little low. Count is full on Kafis, as Lake County might not be done with this ninth inning yet. Cooper Engel is waiting on deck. Here it comes. Curveball called strike three. Kafis takes a seat, side retired. He thought that pitch was a little too tall. But we're going to the bottom of the ninth inning. And here we see, will Lake County's one-run lead be enough? 3-2 Captains. Batista Jr. Salome and Amaya coming up for the Lugnuts when we return.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section,
When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting at homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Zane Morehouse remains on the hill. Going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Lake County 3, Lansing 2. Thank you so much for keeping us company. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jackson, Danny Bautista Jr., Derek Salome, Carlos Amaya, the 6-7-8 batters. Yesterday, the Nuts scored 3 in the bottom of the ninth to walk off with an 8-5 win. They need at least one. Righty Zane Morehouse deals to Danny Bautista Jr. Stry called to start him. 95 with the heat. Bautista Jr. is 0-for-2 with a ground out to short, strikeout looking, and a walk. A wind up in the pitch. Yanked outside into the backstop. Morehouse, so long and lanky. 6'4", 200 pounds. Second baseman Mooney is up the middle. Pitch on its way. Inside corner, strike called. 1-2. Once again, 95 miles an hour. Morehouse, the 14th rounder out of Texas. Former college teammates with Dylan Campbell, the Great Lakes Loons outfielder. Pitch is on its way. A ground ball raked foul pulled off the left side. We'll keep it right here, 1-2. He went to the wipeout pitch, down and away. Credit Bautista Jr. catching a piece.
That one's no fun to try and fight off.
No. You know, I see it for Zane Morehouse. From Bossier Parish Community College, Dyersburg State Community College, to the University of Texas at Austin. Let's it fly on 1-2. Punched off the hands beyond the first baseman, Kafis. It's a base hit down the right field line. He's around first base. Danny puts on the brakes, goes right back to the bag. The throw comes in from Lipscomb to second. It's a leadoff single, and the game-tying run is on. One of those situations where Danny had a notion and then thought, you know, let's just be safe here.
Oh, I get it, Jesse. I think he would have got there, but you don't want to run into that first down after you get on base. He's hoping his teammates can knock him over.
Morehouse to Derek Salome. They expect a bunt. Turner pitches in at third. Not bunting. He lines it left center field. Down for a base hit. Bautista Jr. up to second. Advincula fires into short. Back-to-back singles to open up the ninth inning.
They can't do this again, can they?
Yesterday, the first two reached to open up the ninth. And then the third batter was Cameron Masterman. He homered. Everybody drove home safely. Here in the bottom of the ninth, Bautista Jr., Salome, the back-to-back singles. Carlos Amaya is due. Now, yesterday, Cameron Masterman was asked to bunt. It didn't work out, right? But the ninth pitch of the at-bat sailed over the left field wall. Carlos Amaya talks to his manager, Craig Conklin. All the while, the catcher, Engel, talks to Zane Morehouse. All the while, the right-hander, Yeison Sanchez, warms up in the Lansing pen. And Colby Halter stepped into the on-deck circle for Jose Escorche. You got all that figured?
I'm ready, Jesse. These guys have been dramatic the last couple of weeks. Can they do it one more time?
Center fielder Advíncula, two steps to his right toward left center. The third baseman, Tyrese Turner, is creeping in. Bunt shown by Amaya. He lays it down right toward third. The pitcher Morehouse falls. The throw goes over to first base by Tyrese Turner. Sacrifice successful. Salome to second. Batista Jr. to third. Tying run 90 feet away. The winning run in scoring position. One down in the bottom of the ninth for a pinch hitter.
Well, it's hard to do that when everybody in the park knows that you're going to sacrifice, especially with how early he put the bat out there. But first try, he does get it down, moves the runner over, and here comes that pinch runner you're talking about, or batter.
It's Colby Halter, the Florida Gator. How about this? And with that, an intentional walk has been given to Halter.
Wow.
And how about that? And the bases are loaded by Lake County. They say Halter doesn't matter, right? Except for this. Now there is no place to put Johnny Butler. An HBP, a walk, wild pitch, a pass ball, all of that would bring in Batista Jr. and tie up the score. Winning run is at second. A double play would win it for Lake County, protecting a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the ninth. Butler waits. Morehouse fires. Swing and a miss, strike one. Johnny Butler is a walk-off already this year. April 28th, bottom of the 10th inning. He beat the Dayton Dragons with a two-run homer. Here it comes. Ground ball right side, grabbed by Mooney. Fires to second one. Turn it to first, double play. The intentional walk works out, and Lake County has ended the Lansing winning streak. 4-6-3. The Lugnuts winning streak ends at four games. The Captains win 3-2.
That's kind of the way it's gone today for Lansing. They've hit the ball hard a couple of times. They've been doubled off now a couple of times. One over to the shortstop in the air. That one to Butler on the ground. He hit it too hard right at Mooney. And no chance to beat out that double play. And the Nuts give you all the drama you could want in the ninth. Load up the bases and just couldn't quite get it done.
No, sir. We launch right into Lansing Lugnuts postgame on this Grand Slam school day. Your final totals, 3 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Lake County in the win. The Captains improved to 21-14. How about their pitching?
That was exceptional today. It's the reason they won. You hold a Lansing offense that's been red hot to just 7 hits. They had just 5 hits through the first 8 innings, and only 2 extra base hits. And those were the 2 doubles that produced the 2 runs back in the 3rd inning. Other than that, Zapata, Jacobs, Morehouse did a really good job shutting Lansing down, especially in the final 6 innings of this game.
And then Jonah Advíncula, the 2 biggest swings of the game from the Lake County center fielder.
Yes, indeed. And remember, he was brought into action yesterday, unfortunately, because Justin Boyd left. Justin Boyd obviously unable to go today, so Advíncula no doubt going to go back right today, and he comes through with those 2 big swings, and the Captains find a way to win a close one against the Nuts, which the Nuts have been so good at winning these close games throughout the season.
In the loss today, Derek Salome finishes 3-for-4 for Lansing. The Lugnuts' third baseman, one of his better offensive games of the year. His teammates combined, though, only 4 base hits. The Lugnuts' 2 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error, and so Lansing's record falls below 500 to 17-18. The losing pitcher for Lansing is Jake Garland, also gets a blown save. 2 runs, one of them earned in 2 1/3 innings, 2 strikeouts. The game-winning run, as it turned out, though, was the RBI single by Advíncula as the first batter to face the new reliever Colton Johnson. Johnson had inherited Jose Devers in scoring position, and Advíncula brought him in, and so that gives the win to Zach Jacobs. Now 3-0, Zane Morehouse picks up his second save in 2 hours and 37 minutes before a crowd of 5,808. Lake County Captains and the Lugnuts have split the first 2 games of the series. I'm going to get right into the Z's, Adam. Zapata, Zach, and Zane. The 3 Z's. did in the Lugnuts.
Yeah, they kind of put the Lansing Lugnuts offense to sleep.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to keep
tomorrow,
with your
Coors Light Thursday. Thursday, Trenton Denholm, the Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, goes to the mound for the Captains.
Yeah, he was excellent last week, obviously, and the ERA sits at 2.5, and it's not going to be an easy task against him tomorrow to try and get the offense back right again and get back in the win column.
On the other side, how about Mitch Myers for the Lugnuts?
He's been steady this year. ERA sits just over 3. Every time he goes out, it seems like Lansing has an opportunity to win that game, and they're going to hope for a good start again from him tomorrow as they try and bounce back.
So if you're thirsty for a victory, or if you're just playing thirsty, Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, that's tomorrow night, Lugnuts and Captains, Game 3. Game 4 on Friday, Grand Slam School Night, Lafkew Fireworks. First Lafkew Fireworks show of the year with superstars. Saturday night is going to be the Kids' Night Kids Takeover, including in our very own broadcast booth, and then this weekend. So the Kids' Night on Saturday, Sunday, the Capital City Market Kids' Day to conclude things. Lansing and Lake County, a 6-game series. Both of these games, these have been tightly contested, right down to the wire games. Lugnuts won in the bottom of the ninth yesterday. Today, they lose in the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded with Lugnuts with one out, following the two singles, the sacrifice by Amaya, the intentional walk to the pinch hitter Halter, Johnny Butler up with a chance to be a hero, and Zane Morehouse coaxes the double play. Hey, the house always wins.
It does. And you know,
Morehouse wins more.
That's right. You play Morehouse, you're going to win more. And Morehouse got it done today. And you give credit to the Captains. Tight win, and we're tight in the series. 1-1 after 2.
For Adam Jex, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Thank you so much for tuning in and keeping us company. Final thoughts, sir?
Cheers to tomorrow, my man.
All right. Big thanks to Nate Miller, as always. Adam Jackson to my left. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here. Final score, Lake County 3, Lansing 2. Have a terrific rest of your hump day from Lansing, Michigan. Farewell and go Nuts.